Senate Bill 113, an act to provide for the state to transfer its revisionary interest in certain real estate in Lake County, commonly known as Camp Lacodia.
Senate Bill 113 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. In 1941, a number of citizens around the city of Madison, around Lake Madison, Lake Herman, put together some funding and bought 15 acres of property on Lake Herman to contribute toward use as a camp for 4-H'ers. At that time, there was no such thing as the 4-H Foundation, and so the property was deeded to SDSU and later to the state of South Dakota to hold the title. In, I believe it was the 1960s, the 4-H Foundation was incorporated, and at that time, the state deeded the property to the 4-H Foundation with the restriction that it could only be used for 4-H purposes, even though this restriction was somewhat more restrictive than was the original donor's intent. Over the years, many of you who are in 4-H may have gone to what is now known as Camp Lacodia. I went as a young 4-H'er, and I know some of you did as well. It's a great camp. Good opportunity for 4-H kids, but it's very minimally used. It's financially difficult to maintain the buildings, and in fact, they have fallen into disrepair because of the extreme restriction on its use only for 4-H'ers. Technically, they can't rent it to a church group if they wanted to, although they have. But technically, they're really outside the bounds of that restrictive covenant. The 4-H Foundation, trying to figure out how they can maintain the camp and yet make it financially feasible, learned that the South Dakota Association for the Deaf was looking for a camp. And this camp would be used for deaf children, not just South Dakota deaf children, but for deaf children from all over the United States. And so over a period of months, the 4-H Foundation Board and the South Dakota Association for the Deaf got together and worked out an agreement, a win-win situation, whereby if we would permit the governor to deed its reversionary interest to the 4-H Foundation, then it in turn would sell the property to the South Dakota Association for the Deaf with a memorandum of agreement whereby the 4-H Foundation would still reserve its rights to have a 4-H camp during the 4 to 6 weeks that they have held such a camp at Camp Lacodia. And South Dakota Association for the Deaf would plug in some capital, upgrade the buildings, make them usable year-round, and the 4-H'ers and deaf kids could also enter into joint programming and operate the camp year-round. This is a good thing for our kids. It's a good thing for 4-H kids. It's a good thing for deaf kids. It's also by bringing in people from all over the United States into the Madison area, it's a good thing economically for the people of Madison. So I think it's a win-win situation. The governor supports it, and I hope you will too. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 113. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick? Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich? Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre? Moore, Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Vitter.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting. Senator Boag. Madam President, ayes 31, nays 0, excused 3.
Senate Bill 113 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on its title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.